Blog Talk Radio.
Right into this. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We love you. We love you so much, and we're so grateful. Father, we're in so much trouble right now with all the mess that's going on in the world, and we just ask that you just supersede and bless your children, Father. Protect the people over in Ukraine, Father. Bless them. Bless their families. Guide them, keep them warm, fill their stomachs. Father, we know that you are capable. We love you and we trust you. Thank you right now in advance for your glory, for your amazing grace. Thank you for sending your son Jesus Christ down to bless us, Father. Oh, we love you so much. Amen, amen.
From the mountain,
Jesus. Guys, this is the time. I mean, the world is just so crazy right now. There's so much going on, and people are hurting all over the world, not just in Ukraine, just there. People all over the world are coming out and praying because we want peace, because we love each other. We really need each other. God made us this way. And when a crisis really comes and you're hurting our people, our brothers and sisters and children, we all seem to know that's wrong. Oh, we bind Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, please, please help us, Father. Please hear our cries. Oh, we need you right now, that we trust you. We feel your presence. Father, please, please bless us. We praise you. We're praising you right now. Thank you for being the King of all kings. Thank you for coming down and blessing us, redirecting us, sending the Holy Spirit to keep us focused. Father, oh, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for hearing our praises. Oh, God, you are so good. You are so good. We thank you for leading us in the path of righteousness for your namesake. We are so blessed. Thank you for filling our cup. Jesus, you're good. Amen. Well, that's a beautiful song. I love it when we play that song in church. I love playing it. It's driving me, and I'm so blessed because of it. And so, guys, I just want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is Wardell Paz Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and we look forward to a great day. We have an hour where we're going to just meditate on Christ. We're going to focus on Him and His grace. Now we have a very, very special guest in the name of Lindsay Ferguson coming on today in just about a quarter after of the hour. And she's going to share how God has moved with the women this weekend over at First Baptist Church and around the globe, I believe. I think they said they had like 50,000. I mean, I just know there's a lot of different people listening into this woman's conference. So she's going to share that with Gayla, and they're going to talk about it. So we look forward to that and just being blessed. By the way, Lindsay is my pastor's wife. And so she was doing some amazing things as she was over in Israel, and she was sending back pictures of all of the different places that she went there, and just they were just amazing pictures. But not only was she sending pictures, but she would tell the story behind the picture, and I'm so grateful that she did that, because it really was like reading a small version of a Bible. And so thank you, Lindsay, for just being so beautiful. You know, God is so good, and He just works through you and your husband, and we were just so blessed because of that. So thank you for blessing the church with that information, and your family and friends as well on Facebook, because I'm quite sure they got just as much out of it as I did. I really look forward to the pictures. I couldn't wait for the next day for you to post and tell more stories. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, guys. So listen, real quickly, Father God, thank you so much for blessing us. And we just ask that you continue to bless us, and thank you for this time that you give us together here on Soul Out Records Radio. We appreciate you and love you, and we know that you are bigger than any situation that we could find ourselves in. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You are amazing, and it's so good to have a God like you that we could come to in the need of prayer. And I'm so grateful, and I love you, and we all love you, and we all appreciate you, God. So thanks so much, and just bless this show today. And for anyone that's going through whatever they may be going through, Father, that's listening to this show, you know their situation, Father. They don't even have to say it. You know it. And so we just ask right now the special blessing over their situation. Whatever it is that they're feeling, they're going through, Father, we know that you're capable, because there you are bigger than anything that we could possibly be dealing with. So thank you in advance for loving your children. Thank you so much for loving your servants. We love you back, and we'll do our best to show you that. Father, we love you so much. And once again, I just want to thank you again for the show. Thanks for our guest, Lindsay, who's coming on, Lindsay Ferguson, and my wife, Dr. Kayla Massey. They're going to be chopping up about the women's thing as Dr. Kayla Massey just walked into the studio. How are you?
Hello, darling.
Yes, yes. So we're going to play another song, and then Dr. Kayla is going to take over the show. Her and Lindsay, Lindsay will probably be coming in probably another 3 minutes or so, something like that. I'm not sure. I'm looking at the numbers. I'm dyslexic, so it's all crazy. But anyway, guys, so let's just, like I said, meditate on Christ. Trust him. And I know some of us are hurting, and a lot of us are scared, and a lot of us are worried. A lot of us are just tensed. A lot of us can't stop looking at the news because we want to know what's going on, right? And so we have to trust God in it, because he's bigger than anything we're going through. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you.
You're bigger than the
heaviness. Put on the garment of praise. And that's how we fight our battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. It's when you think you're lost. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I find my
remembrance of me. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, and now is, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
Anyway, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and we are now about to get the ladies going, and so I'm so excited, and we were waiting, because I can have my pastor's wife is, you know, here. It just really blesses me in my heart. So, you know, my mom was a pastor's wife, too, so, I kind of like, it's something about that connection for me that just really blesses me. With Lindsay. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring my wife in, and she's going to introduce our guest. So, Gayla, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone out there. We are so blessed to have you tuning in today.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Hi there, Lindsay. We are, again, are blessed to have Lindsay with us too, Lindsay Ferguson. And she's been leading a very exciting life. She just returned from Israel. And maybe she has about 30 seconds to talk about that. Before we talk about something that happened this weekend, not only with our church, which was a host church for the area around us, but this occurred in churches actually all over the world. And it occurred also on college campuses. So we brought in about 10,000 college-age women. It was a women's conference, and it really caused a revival in our church for the women. And I know across our state of Texas, across the United States, across the world, I know it had to have had an effect like it had on us. But Lindsay recently returned from Israel, so she might, you know, interject a few statements about that. But today our primary topic is about this conference. And you want to tell them the name of the conference, Lindsay?
Oh, sure. Yes, it was the IF Gathering, right. And we were IF Local Host, which just meant that we simulcasted the conference, which was in Dallas, into our church for our local ladies, and it was really a powerful time.
Yes, you know, it wasn't just the members of our church there, but people who came from all around the area. I know I spoke to a woman from Moulton and different, you know, areas around us. So it was really wonderful to have people from other denominations, other churches join us. I think, Lindsay, didn't we end up with about 60 people?
Yes, we did, which was amazing. And we were kind of at capacity in the room we were in, which just made it all the more special.
Well, it made it intimate.
Okay.
And the women of the church had done just a beautiful job getting the church ready for it. And it was a really beautiful, not only a place, but it was a beautiful in spirit. And I wanted to mention that I believe you can always go online to look at if2022.com, a virtual platform. And we had chats, and we were able to women I know were coming in and to the main group. It was being streamed from Dallas, Texas, and being able to present, you know, questions and comments. And what they were seeing while it was going on, more and more people coming online, people, I think more people than even signed up. As I mentioned, it was, you know, reaching 10,000, you know, college-age women at different colleges. And it also, you know, reached, I think, all ages of women. But what was really exciting to see how many younger people, mothers, and, you know, when I say younger, when you're my age, you're talking about anyone from 50 and below. So it was but women that were college age. In fact, we were excited how it was presented. And Friday night, we were on fire spiritually. The music was unbelievable, as well as the opening statements. Did you want to add to that, Lindsay, about Friday night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just kind of got started with a bang, and it was so worshipful. We even had one lady who said, I wasn't planning on coming back Saturday because my son had some sporting events. She's like, but after tonight, I'm coming back. I'm rearranging my schedule. So, I mean, it had an impact right away.
Can you hear me now, Lindsay?
Yes,
we had
sorry.
No, it's not you. We had to unmute me again. But we had a wonderful time on Friday night in terms of just raising our hands and praising and, you know, beginning to hear a little bit about the IF conference. And it happens, I believe, annually. I do know that we were, you know, I think awakened to the fact that, you know, our world is a very different place right now. You know, I think with COVID and with what's happening in the Ukraine, we are seeing a lot of anxiety and depression. And so there were a lot of talks on that topic as well as other topics. And then there were breakout sessions. Would you like to describe it a little bit more, Lindsay?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there were so many different speakers who are, you know, currently on the front lines of ministry for different age groups, and they presented on a variety of topics, but you're right, there was kind of a common thread about some anxiety and different things. But another common thread was just like our need for community as women.
Yes.
In today's society, we're so isolated and yet social media at our fingertips. But in reality, we're so isolated and we're not in community with other, with the rest of God's people, and just how important that is.
Exactly. Because,
can I ask
you,
you a question? Can I ask you a question, Lindsay?
Sure.
Lindsay, I want to know,
yes,
like, what do you feel the purpose of what you guys, that this thing that happened this weekend, what was the purpose of it? And if you could just share out, you know, how did you guys become the center point of it? Because, you know, I've never heard about this thing before, and all of a sudden it's a women's conference at the church. And how did God put all this stuff together for you guys?
Well, that's a good question. One of our ladies, she came to me and said, hey, there's this conference. It's called the IF Gathering. I've hosted it like as a small group in my home before, but I'm really passionate about it. And I was just wondering if the church would be a host. And I said, yeah, I don't see why not. So we, you know, got a group of women together who wanted to help put it together. And it went so smoothly. And I can't take much credit. As Gayla said, I did go out of town to Israel for a couple of weeks. So I came back and the whole thing was just ready to go. And so I just kind of jumped in and hung some things on the wall as they asked. But the ladies just pulled it together, and it was, man, it went so smoothly. I couldn't believe it was, I mean, it was of the Lord. So of course it all turned out really wonderfully. But to your other question, I would say the number one thing, the reason behind it is connection, to have ladies connect with each other in fellowship and with the Lord, and to plug into their local body of Christ, and remember that, you know, no matter what walk of life you're in, you know, if you're a part of the body, you're important, and you need each other, and you need fellowship. So connection,
yes,
for sure.
And I think it doesn't matter. I mean, we all have different denominations, but we are one world of people who follow Christ, just like it's one world throughout, you know, the world, that we need to have community. We need to connect. We need to see what is God's purpose and what's happening in the past through the Bible scripture and what is happening and how that impacts the present and the future. And I think that all of the breakout sessions really brought us in together. And made it show why not only is it important for us to be a community as women, but us to be as a community of humans.
Can you tell us, Lindsay, what was, I'm sorry for the abruptness here. Can you tell us what stood out to you in the last couple of days? What is there a special moment that stood out to you?
Oh, wow. It was so neat to see all the ladies just come together, and it felt like we instantly were comfortable in praising the Lord together in worship, and you just see a quenching of that hunger to be a part of something. You know, we're all so busy, and to set that time aside and be so purposeful, it was really, really, you know, filled my heart to just see so many gathered together in that purpose. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, at the time it was happening, you know, it was ever changing. And I understood that there were 73,500 people, and I should say women, that had registered for this, but yet others were being brought in the whole time. I think on Friday, and certainly after Friday night's explosion of faith and spirit, more people who were not registered initially were coming in on Saturday as well. So this was a very big gathering.
Yes. Yes, and, okay. And it felt so humbling to be a part of something so large and to know that there were women on the other side of the world that were experiencing the same thing. That was really cool.
Well, I think there were topics, now listen, you know.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lindsay. We have a little delay.
Well, I was just going to say that there were topics, you know, that we need to push darkness and the walls that come before us and the mountains that seem to stop us doing things to find the truth and to deliver that truth, not only into our local communities, not only to our just one denomination, but to all women across the globe and all women across the world, that then, of course, leads into the men, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Amen. Well, is this here particular thing, how often does it happen?
The IF conference happens once a year. In the, they do have other ways to kind of get involved. There's IF table where they encourage you to have a group of women meet once a month and come together and discussion and study. And so there's other resources that come out of it as well. But the conference itself does happen once a year.
You know, another big thing, not only is it a conference of women in terms of the spiritual connection, Wardell, but also it got into how I think if you study biblical, you know, scripture, that one of the things that happens, you know, before Christ's return is that the stuff of the Bible itself would be translated into all languages here on earth so that everyone has a knowledge. I believe, Lindsay, didn't she say that there are 8 million people who don't even know what the Bible is or Jesus or anything about Christ here on this earth?
I didn't catch the number, but yes, I mean, there are many people groups who still do not have the Bible translated into their own heart language. And so they were partnering with YouVersion to fund translations of the Bible. And we even heard from a Bible translator in Iran who, of course, we didn't know her name or see her face on the screen, but she shared her testimony about how Jesus changed her life and how she's helping translate the Bible into Farsi, and how she also wants to translate it into her home language. And so it was really, really neat to see the impact of that.
Right, it was, especially awesome. Because a lot of this wasn't even planned. You know, even the, I believe it was the owner of the YouVersion, you know, that has the app on our phones, actually talked mm-hmm. too. And we had people talking in the middle of the night at 3 o'clock. I believe he was from the Ukraine. And he was talking about what was happening there. And this was all, some of it just arranged at last minute that God was just working this, that so many came to us so that their identity wouldn't be known, of course. But it was just a very, very moving to see how this was really a worldwide event. And I did want to mention one of the things that this group does is that they are planning, as you said, to translate it into all languages, and that they were actually, like, already collected $1 million. And while we were there, you know, and during one song, $1 million, or in the second song, you know, $2 million, that they're going to apply toward further translations of the Bible into the heart languages of the people around the world.
Okay, that's good. Now listen real quickly, because I know we're running out of time. So, Lindsay, I got to ask you this, because I was so blessed and so excited about your trip, and you just don't know. I was just sharing before you came on, like, how I was so blessed, because when you would post those pictures about when you were in Israel, and you would post those pictures, you not only, you know, some people will post a picture and say, oh, we had a great day here, this is where Jesus did this, or this is, but you put like a whole story. It was like a nice little small, like a paragraph about what this was about. And it just really blessed my heart, it, to the point where I couldn't wait until the next day for you to post more pictures. It was like you were telling a story. You were telling the story, your own version of the story. And so it was like a movie for me. I couldn't wait. So tell us about, is this the first time you've been there?
Yeah, well, thank you for saying that. That's so kind. Yes, it was my first time to ever be in Israel, and it was such a blessing to be able to go. And I just felt like I wanted to share as much as I could with everyone, because it's so it was on my bucket list, one of those things that I've always wanted to do and didn't know if I would ever get to. And I know so many feel that way. And I just wanted to kind of share that blessing as much as I could about what I was learning and what I was seeing. Thank you for saying that, because I did want that, you know, that was my goal. So it was certainly very impactful, even to the way that I read the Bible now. I can picture the places, you know, and I have an understanding for more context about what was happening, and it does kind of get you fired up. So I want to read the story again of where this happened here and look at the details and
right.
So yeah, I mean, it was such a blessing and an honor to be able to go.
So many of us want to go, and so many of us won't be able to go. So you doing that was really good for us, that I don't know if I'll ever be able to go, but I want to really badly. Gayla and I already, we've been talking about it constantly, but the world is under so much turmoil right now. We want to wait, you know, they get that stuff together. And so with that being said, you know, that kind of stuff will make you miss out, you know, if you can't, you know, seem to have went at a perfect time and got back, because right when you were coming back, all this stuff was going on. So, I mean, do you feel in your spirit differently now about your relationship with Christ now that you've experienced this trip?
You know, I think I'm still kind of unpacking everything that I learned and saw. I certainly heard him speaking while I was there, but I almost feel like it's something that will continue to stay with me, and I'll continue to be able to go back to my notes. And it's certainly an anchor in my walk, you know, that I'll be able to kind of back and see. And so, and I kept thinking like, oh, I'm going to, for the rest of my life, be looking back at these notes I'm taking or these pictures that I've taken. And so I just felt like a real, I don't want to say pressure, but just, I didn't take it lightly that I was there, and I wanted to soak up as much as I could.
And your children and their children will be able to look at those notes. So take care of those notes now. Was there any time where you got emotional?
Yes. When we went to the Temple Mount, we were able to go up. And of course now, you know, the temple isn't there, and there's a mosque, and the Dome of the Rock is on where the temple was. But to stand there and realize when Jesus comes back, you know, and establishes his throne on the earth again, it'll be here, right here. And he's going to come through these gates. And I did get pretty emotional to stand there and
think, where was this?
You know. On the Temple Mount, which is in Jerusalem, where the temple was, and of course is no longer there, but
Can you tell us a little bit about the temple? Can you tell us a little bit about the temple for people that might not know?
Sure. Well, when the Israelites, came back and conquered the land, and King David had on his heart to build a temple for the Lord, and he put all the supplies and money together, and his son Solomon built the temple, and that is where the presence of God dwelled and where people came to worship the Lord. And then the first temple was actually destroyed, and there was a second temple built, and that second temple is where Jesus walked. And you can read in the New Testament about, he turned over the money changers' tables there. He taught there when he was 12, and he worshiped there.
That
temple, and so in of course the temple was destroyed. The temple was later destroyed in 70 A.D. Rome destroyed it and has never been built back up since. Of course, as Christians, we know that there is no need for that temple because God's Spirit dwells in our hearts. We are the temple now, but it's still Israel. The eyes of the Lord are always on His land, and so Israel is still special, and it's still central to God's plan. But we're all grafted into that. So, it was really powerful to be able to be there.
Okay. Well, I want to just, this is a question, it might be for Pastor Nick, but I'm going to ask you, because you got that wisdom as well. So I want to know, do you know of any other time that Jesus showed his temper while he was here?
Oh, what a good question. That's a good, of course, yes, he definitely showed it.
Because I can't think of any other time that, he definitely showed it in the temple. I was like, Jesus did that?
Physically, he definitely did physically there. I do think you can kind of read into some of his interactions where if he felt that his people were being, led astray by religious leaders. I mean, I think you can see some righteous anger in his words. That would be a really great thing to dive into and study.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Well, so I just want to say thank you. I really appreciate you calling in and stuff and blessing us. Part of your story, and maybe we have to have you back so you could, break some things down for us. But when you guys were at this thing over the weekend, I was like, it was 9 o'clock, and I called my wife, like, where did you go? And she answered the phone, but it was, you guys were still in the service, and so she was just letting the music play, and I started praising with you guys. I was like, wow, they're still going. It's 9 o'clock at night. Y'all must have had a wonderful time.
We did. We really, And like our Sarah, who announced in church this morning, said, you know it's good when ladies came Friday night, all day Saturday, and came back Sunday.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I think you knew that I had some work commitment that I needed to take care of, and it's imperative I have a due date. But I thought I was there, you know, Friday night and Saturday, and I would stay home today. I couldn't stay home. I just couldn't. I felt that I had to be back there today. And
I begged her to stay home. I said, please, because you're gonna exalt. I mean, you're gonna wear yourself out. You can't do this. And I could not keep her from going. She just like,
well,
I gotta go.
Well, you know that the last time I was up to 2:15 and 4:15 in the morning,
no,
trying
four.
To work.
Hold
four.
Even
oh, I'm
there
sorry.
Was times, Lindsay, when
four.
She.
Oh, hi.
No, Lindsay, there was times, and I really shouldn't say this on the air, but there were times when my wife would when she was doing these testing things for these children that she blesses all the time that are autistic and stuff, when she's doing the testing, there were times that she never went to sleep. She just took a shower and went back to work the next day. So that's why I had to be like, you can't do this. You got to kill you. This is suicide. I don't even know anybody that's ever done that, does that. And she did it quite a few times. So, you know, she follows her passion. And so you guys had her hooked over this weekend and stuff. And so that's why I really wanted you to come on and share with us about, you know, what was so special. If you have anything that you, is there anything that you would like to leave with the listeners or the ladies that you know, maybe you got something out of it and you wanted to share with them? Is there anything that comes to your heart, either one of you guys or both of you?
Well, I would just say, I mean, if you've never experienced a time of, you know, true fellowship in the Lord's presence with other believers, then that's not something that you have to miss out on. I mean, that is for everyone in God's kingdom. And so I would say, seek it out, find a local body of believers that you can worship with and some women that you can get to know, take someone to coffee, you know, take that scary first step, and because it is worth it, and it fills you up and helps you get through the daily dredge, and helps you like Gayla get through some long nights where you're called to be working hard. So,
well, I wanted to add that it's very important that people know that if you want to go online, you can listen to some of these breakout sessions. It was just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I believe if you go to if2022.com, and if you are interested at all with all the biblical translations that they're trying to help accomplish, that would be 12VC. And I'm not sure if it's dots after each one, .com/IF. And that will tell you more about what, you know, the organization is trying to do to bring the word of God across the world. And I was going to read some different scriptures today, but just know, all you have to look is Genesis and you can see the darkness. Then go over to 1 Peter and chapter 2, chapter 5. And read the verses there, and it will tell you a lot in regards to there's darkness, but how we have to resist the enemy. We have to resist the being alone and being isolated. We need to be in community. So if you can't do that in person, just know you can at least go online to hear some of the things that we heard that were streamed out of Dallas.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you, Lindsay, so much. We appreciate you. And
thank you. It's such an honor to be here with y'all.
Awesome. And thank you, Gayla. We really appreciate everything. And we're running out of time. I just want to say to the listeners, God bless you guys all. Take care. Have a blessed week. And know that God will take your scars and turn them into stars. He loves you. And so do we. Good night. And God bless you guys. And Lindsay, God bless you. And thanks again. And please come back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Good night. God bless you guys. Take care.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came. so you clear.